When you're helping a friend move, do you secretly judge them for the things that you're helping move, or you just don't care?
I secretly judge everyone all the time.
Moving, sometimes not moving. Not secretly,
right. Yeah, of course I'm judging them, but I'm more so judging them based on the social etiquette they're using to get me to help them move, less about what they have, less about their things. Like, I remember this girl, I didn't really know her that well.
Yeah.
She tricked me into helping her move.
Oh, no.
And so I would have been like, I would have respected her if she was just like, listen, I need you to help me move. Instead, she was like, do you want to come over and watch a movie? Oh, by the way, there's some boxes over here. I swear to God. And she's like, if you could just help me bring these downstairs, I'm going to put them in this truck that I've got. Meanwhile, a movie's playing in the background, still trying to trick me. I'm like, game's over, buddy. I know what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to watch Happy Gilmore here on TBS.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I judge her for. Because it was so shady. Not that I would have said yes anyway, but...
Kristen Carney's with us tonight.
Hey.
Thank you, Kristen.
I don't think it's George, fair that George. Butchers get to wear the same jacket as a doctor, though.
Yeah.
What is
they both
that
have
about?
Blood on it.
Right.
And they both get to wear, like, the same general smock.
Right. They look the same.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah.
You know things aren't going well for me if I show up to a podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've got nothing else going on.
And you're worried about being late.
Yeah. I was 2 minutes late, and I'm like, they're never going to have me back. That's how bad it is for me right now.
So I guess we've had a lot of guests that have a lot more going on than wanting to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Good for them.
Do this. Yeah. I wish I could cancel this.
Yeah, well, on my podcast, if people don't show up, I'm like, I understand.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm kind of on their side.
Yeah.
Joined by a beautiful young lady this evening in Dr. Drew's absence. She is a comedian. She is a sex fiend. She is a registered esthetician.
Sex offender.
She is a registered sex offender, only in 3 states. She is Kristen Carney of the Ask Women podcast.
Thank you. I can't believe I'm filling in for someone with the title doctor.
I know.
I don't even think someone would let me fill in to drive their cab.
Now, here's the lovely ladies of Ask Women.
Hey guys, welcome to the Ask Women podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source, women. I am one of your hosts, Kristen Carney, a wonderful comedian and actress. I'm lying, always. We also have, of course, Marnie Kinross, the best-selling author and relationship expert.
Hello.
And then, of course, Haley White, comedic actress and host. And, of course, Mo, who I'm going to start introducing first, by the way, because you're such a favorite.
Hey, what's up?
It's Mo.
People
what's
love
up,
you.
Man? It's Mo. It's because my men.
We have a really cool show today. I'm really excited because we have the 4-time NBA champion and host of the John Sally Show, John Sally, with us.
Very cool. Sexy.
And he has a lot to say about women and relationships, and it's almost like in an angry way. So I'm excited to have him come in.
The problem is, I think, with these movies is you have to rate them on a different basis. It's basically like critics go in and they're judging all movies in the exact same way, where I feel like that's like judging McDonald's when you're looking for food from Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah, or a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah, so I almost feel like you have to go in with a completely different set of rules for movies like this. You know they're shit. You know they don't have any artistic integrity. Mm-hmm. They're empty. It's so funny. I'm like, it's horrible, but I liked it. It's pathetic.
We'll do some news, shall we, Kristen?
The Adam Carolla Show. Your source for the news that matters. Or random stories that piss Adam off.
So Donald Trump is fighting off 2 multi-million-dollar lawsuits over his defunct Trump University that no one's really talking about. The lawsuit revolves around the school Trump launched in 2005, promising to turn, quote, anyone into a successful real estate investor. But former students now say it was little more than just a bad infomercial that scammed them out of more than $60,000 for basically a bad seminar in a hotel ballroom.
So this is one of those things where somebody gets hold of Trump, tells him we'll give him a bunch of money, just let's use your name.
Yeah, learn to flip houses, but we'll call it Trump University.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
We can see you on the stage and screen and also on some other shows.
That's true.
I want to find out about
this.
Do
you want to promo any of these?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be at the Laugh Factory this Monday, and then I'll also be at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego on Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
Nice.
So
that's good.
Come. Drive.
I'll actually be in San Diego on Sunday. Maybe I'll come out to...
Don't come. You'll be very disappointed.
Really? Oh, my God. No, you can't do that.
Kristen, you also, like, I've been watching your stand-up. You're hilarious. Like, what did you always start off with stand-up?
Well, I think, you know, when you're a kid, I think you always have, like, an innate sense that you're just, you're not, you can't talk to other kids the way other kids talk to other kids, and you always have this sense about you that you're more observational. You know, I remember being, like, 9 years old and thinking to these girls, you know, go to the bathroom by yourselves, like, you don't share a bladder. But as a nine-year-old girl, I couldn't say that to anybody else, and it wasn't until I discovered that stand-up comedy existed that I felt like I had an actual, quote-unquote, calling or something that I would be good at.
The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on. And welcome to the program. Welcome, Chris and Carney.
Hey, Adam Carolla.
All right. Here's my number one piece of advice for dudes trying to pick up chicks. It was simple. Nice shoes. I like your shoes.
Start with that.
Start with that.
Then the purse.
Chicks love that. Then you out of that purse.
The problem is, though, if you're wearing shoes that you don't really like and then they like them, then you're like, oh, really? You like these shoes?
Well,
I just throw them on.
If you pick them, if they're...
Just kidding.
If you're trying to pick them up, but see, the thing is, if you...
I was sitting in a green room once, and a woman, literally her foot had entered the room. Her body had not yet come in yet. And a woman across from it, love those shoes. And I was like, how the f*** did you get down there so fast? Guys are going, you know, you're
from
sort of scanning
down.
From the top down. Mm-hmm. And you never go to the shoes. You never arrive at
shoes.
I mean,
if you don't like what's past the chest, why are you going to even go down to the feet?
You never go to the feet.
Like maybe I could adopt, maybe at some point. But if I did adopt, I would definitely do the right thing and adopt outside of my race. You know, because I wouldn't want my hard work to go unnoticed. See what I did? You don't want to blend in, just like have people think that's your own kid. I paid for this shit. You know how much money I paid for this? Right? Because I could adopt a white kid, but then I'd have to tape a sign on him all the time. This is adopted every day, and I just feel like that'd be wrong, because that'd be wasting paper. Right? All right, you guys have been so much fun. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your show. My name's Kristen Carney.